This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. President-elect Trump has nominated Brooke Rollins for the post of Secretary of Agriculture, and the Senate Agriculture Committee is likely to hold a hearing with Rollins soon as Congress is back in session. United States Senator Chuck Grassley met with Rollins in December and had a conversation about her potential leadership of the United States Department of Agriculture. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, met with Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins in December. He says his discussion with Rollins mostly centered around the success of some of the bilateral trade agreements the U.S. is engaged in with trade partners.
My discussion with hers came from the standpoint that I wanted to educate her about some of the bilateral trade agreements that were negotiated under Bush, about 15 countries, about 7 or 8 different trade deals, and to emphasize to her that those have been very profitable from the standpoint of the United States government increasing trade about 600% in the collective of those countries.
He says that he professed the importance of bilateral trade deals to expand trade partnerships for the United States as President-elect Trump takes office for his second term.
And that she, through her deputy that's going to be in charge of trade, should promote that concept, because if you leave China, Canada, Mexico, Europe, out of and South Korea, maybe to some extent Japan, if you leave them out of the question of doing any trade deals, there's still a lot that can be accomplished through bilateral negotiation on lesser countries.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.